Good afternoon, my OMS. Danny speaking.
Hi, Danny. It's Trent here. Can I give you a quotation number? Would that help?
Sorry, who was it?
Trent Castleman, just a patient.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I wasn't too sure. A quotation, did you say?
Yeah, a quotation number, just for reference.
Oh, is this for, sorry, I'm just refreshing my memory. Is this for your surgery?
That's correct.
Okay. That's okay. If you just send through the receipt, and then once the funds have received, we'll send you a receipt back.
Yep, okay, not a problem. I just had a quick question.
Yeah.
Regarding the estimation of the cost for the surgery. We got two of the item number 324, which would be 255.65
yeah.
for the fee. I presume after that money is paid, you just claim that back on your private health fund if you have one. I was just wondering, with respect to Medicare, is this already worked out based on the Medicare rebate, or how did it work? Did you know?
So with dental item numbers, Medicare will only claim that if you don't have private health. So Medicare won't claim as much. So for patients that aren't insured, they would claim Medicare, but they would get less of a rebate typically than someone who was insured.
Okay.
So
no worries at all.
Claiming on private health, you kind of got to, like, they will claim for dental numbers, but you got to pick and choose. But you will get a rebate for your anaesthetist bill.
Yeah, okay, no worries. So you still got to lodge a one with Medicare for the anaesthetist, but if you have private health, lodge it with that one. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, awesome.
So
thank you so much.
Once the surgery is over, you will get a receipt from Dr. Cho's email, and that will be what you can submit that same day once the procedure is over for your rebate.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That's okay. No problem.
All right. Cheers. Thanks.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.